91X News.
It's 1 degree and light snow at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros. A Thurlow man is charged after an investigation into a double fatality on Weiser Road on Highway 37 last December. 45-year-old Alan Cooney is charged with 2 counts of dangerous driving causing death and 3 counts of dangerous driving causing bodily harm. Cooney was arrested after a stopped car was struck by a tractor trailer on Highway 37 and sending it in the way of another car. The collision caused the deaths of 31-year-old Jennifer Bug and 27-year-old Andrea Manan. Cooney is due to be in court on March the 8th. Belleville Police is investigating an attempted robbery on Station Street after a man tried to rob the beer store. The man alleged to have a gun and threatened a store clerk, but ran off with just a small amount of alcohol. The store clerk was unharmed. Police are looking for a man in his early 20s, 5'7" tall in height, and 180 pounds. He was wearing a blue New York Yankees ball cap, a black hooded puffy coat, and jeans. If anyone has information, call City Police at 613-966-0882 or Crime Stoppers at 613-969-8477. More than 38,000 people will be diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease this year, 2,500 people in Hastings County alone. The Alzheimer's Society Walk for Memories is dedicated to raising funds for services that help people live with this disease. With a goal to raise $2.5 million this year, Alzheimer's societies across Ontario will be hosting Walk for Memories events to raise the money. Executive Director of the Alzheimer's Society of Belleville Hastings Quinney, Laura Hare, says that the event is a lot of fun.
We get in there and there's 200 people and we're all wearing the same blue t-shirt and the balloons are everywhere and the music's playing. It's a short amount of time, but it's really like having a private party in a mall.
If you are interested in taking part in a Walk for Memories event near you, visit walkformemories.ca and help support the cause. Closing arguments start today in the Shafia family murder trial in Kingston. It's expected to take 2 days to hear from the 3 defense lawyers and the Crown. The jury will then get final instructions from the judge the following day. Mohammed Shafia, his wife Tuba Yaya, and their adult son Hamed are accused of killing 3 teenage Shafia sisters and Shafia's first wife, whose bodies were found in a car submerged in the Rideau Canal in Kingston. They have each pleaded not guilty to 4 counts of first-degree murder. Prime Minister Harper says his goal is to greatly increase Aboriginal participation in Canada's economy and its prosperity. Harper spoke this morning at the opening ceremony of his meeting with First Nations chiefs from across the country. Harper says it's time for First Nation leaders and federal politicians and bureaucrats to work together for practical change to improve the lot of Native peoples. It also says it's time to update the Indian Act to bring it in line with modern practices. The International Monetary Fund says Canada will be sideswiped by global economic woes this year. It predicts our economic growth will slow to 1.7%, down from its previous estimate of 1.9% in September. It says growth in the world will only average 3.3%, a downgrade from about 4% from September. It adds the situation will be even worse if Europe fails to contain its sovereign debt crisis. Divers have located a 16th body on the capsized Costa Concordia. At least 6 of the badly decomposed bodies remain unidentified and are presumed to be among some of the 17 passengers and crew still accounted for. The search operation continued today as preliminary operations got underway to remove fuel from the grounded cruise ship. U.S. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney will release his 2010 and estimated 2011 tax returns today. ABC's Talman Bradley says his campaign has already told financial journalists Romney paid $3 million in taxes in 2010. On income from investments of $21.7 million.
Mitt Romney's 2011 and 2010 tax returns are expected to show he made more in a day than the average American makes in a year.
For 2011, he'll pay about $3.2 million with an effective tax rate of about 15.4%. Speaking of rich, sheltered politicians, more than 14,000 people have signed an online petition calling on Portugal's president to resign after he complained about a drop in his income due to austerity measures. President Aníbal Cavaco Silva's earnings are around 11 times that of the average Portuguese. Cavaco Silva has declared income of more than 10 million euros a month, as well as investments. Portugal's average monthly salary is about 900 euros. Silva, who is 71 and in his final term, said last week he will find it hard to live on his expected pension. Portugal has enacted pay and pension cuts as part of a 78 billion euro bailout deal it took last year. The comments by the president, a mostly ceremonial position, triggered an outcry. Critics are are planning a mock donation campaign Tuesday under the slogan, A Coin for Cavaco. The Canadian contingent heading into this year's Academy Awards includes Christopher Plummer and the Quebec film Monsieur Lazare. The Canadian Press's Victoria Ahern tells us more on who's representing the Maple Leaf at Hollywood's biggest night.
House music.
The 82-year-old Plummer nabbed an Oscar nomination this morning for playing an ailing widower who comes out of the closet in the film Beginners. This is Plummer's second Oscar nomination. His first came 2 years ago for The Last Station. Meanwhile, Quebec filmmaker Philippe Velardeau has nabbed an Oscar nomination for Best Foreign Language Film for Monsieur Lazare. Other Canadian Oscar nominees include the National Film Board of Canada animated shorts Dimanche Sunday and Wildlife. Victoria Ahern, The Canadian Press.
That's 91X News to 1206. Rene Rogers has sports next.
I never thought I'd be here. Not in school, still looking for work, and no clue what to do about it.
Start your new direction at Loyalist Community Employment Services. Career planning specialists are ready to help you with job searches, retraining, and self-employment. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. It's time for a new chapter in your life. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, 54 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or online at communityemploymentservices.ca.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers with 91X Sports. In local Empire B hockey, the Napanee Raiders will try to stay at the top of the Division A standings when they play against the Port Hope Panthers tonight. It all goes down at the Strathcona Paper Centre at 7:30. The Vancouver Canucks and Edmonton Oilers will both be looking to enter the All-Star break on a positive note. The Canucks are home to Edmonton tonight in the final game for both teams before the week-long break. The game is one of 13 on a busy night in the NHL. The Toronto Maple Leafs will meet the New York Islanders tonight at 7 at the Nassau Coliseum. In the NBA, the reeling Toronto Raptors look to avoid a ninth consecutive defeat when they face the Suns in Phoenix. But recent history is not in the Raptors' favor. Steve Nash and the Suns have won 14 straight games against Toronto. The Toronto Blue Jays have signed pitcher Brandon Morrow to a 3-year contract worth $20 million U.S. dollars. There is a $10 million club option for the 2015 season. The 27-year-old Morrow was 11-11 last season with a 4.72 earned run average. But the season also saw the right-hander set career highs with 11 wins, 179 and a third innings pitched, and 203 strikeouts. On Monday, the Jays announced the signing of 44-year-old infielder Omar Vizquel to a 1-year minor league contract. 3 days of public events will begin today as Penn Staters from State College and beyond say goodbye to Joe Paterno, the man who led the Nittany Lions to 409 wins over 46 years. The 85-year-old Paterno died of lung cancer on Sunday. He learned of his diagnosis in November, just days after he was fired in the aftermath of the child sex abuse charges against former assistant Jerry Sandusky. A 10-hour public viewing will start at 1 o'clock. Canada beat Costa Rica 5-1 in the final preliminary round game for both teams at the CONCACAF Women's Olympic Soccer Qualifying Tournament. The hosts will face either the U.S. or Mexico in the semifinals on Friday. Canadian midfielder Kaylin Kyle says it doesn't matter who her team plays.
Whoever we match up with the semifinal, we're looking forward to it and we're really excited about it.
Canada finished the preliminary round with a 3-0 mark and clinched first place in the Pool A. Evening sessions at this year's Australian Open are starting to resemble a remake of the Alfred Hitchcock movie The Birds. According to reports, swarms of seagulls have been circling Melbourne Park. On Monday, it was Novak Djokovic who seemed to be unnerved. The defending champion was in cruise control against Leighton Hewitt, leading by 2 sets and 3-0 on Rod Laver Arena. Then the birds came in. Djokovic smiled at the unusual holdup, but he lost 6 of the next 7 games in dropping his first set of the tournament before coming in through 4 sets. The curse struck number 2-ranked Rafael Nadal a day later, leading 5-4 in the first set tiebreak Tuesday against Tomáš Berdych, the birds swooped. Nadal paused briefly and looked up at them and didn't win another point in the set when he resumed. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports, Here's Jose DeBarros with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy. A 40% chance of rain showers, changing to 40% chance of flurries this morning. Temperature falling to zeros Temperatures falling to zero this afternoon. Tonight, mainly cloudy. 40% chance of flurries early this evening, and clearing overnight, and a low of minus 6. And Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, clearing in the evening, and a high of minus 1. At 12:09, it's 1 degree. 91X News, on the air and online, at 91x.fm. I'm Jose DeBarros with Rene Rogers. News is next at 1 o'clock.